Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Hello everyone! As you can see, the bunting has exploded. We had a birthday this week in Family Regalia. Grace was 8 on Tuesday. So we were very thankful for the time we all spent together, and I'm also very thankful because it means I've got more bunting, but I will take it down. Maybe not the V day. I think that's going to be there for years to come. Okay, so we're talking about Discipleship Explored, and this is week 3 of our Lent series that we're sharing together. We had Peter speak in the first week and we had Max speak last week, and it's my turn. I wanted to talk to you predominantly, obviously, from the passages that have just been read. We're going through the last part of Philippians 1 and the first part of Philippians 2. I'm going to read from that first verse of Philippians 1:27. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. This is the message I feel God wants us to hear. And I've been thinking about this and praying about it. And actually, I can't seem to get past this verse. I think what this verse says is no excuses, whatever happens. This is Paul writing this letter to the Philippians. He's in chains and he's writing to his friends who are far away. Sorry, that's my work computer, but I'm going to keep going. And in the same way as Paul writing in chains to his friends who are far away, this is us as a church in Bedhampton, worshipping in isolation from one another. This is us lonely in our homes, trapped in uncomfortable situations, potentially overwhelmed by our circumstances. But this is what God says. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Whatever happens. As I was preparing for this week, a lot going on, work, birthday, I started to think about maybe my youngest, maybe when Beau goes to school, then maybe I'll have more time. And maybe then it's that I should offer to maybe to speak in church. Maybe I don't have the time now or the headspace, but I will do in the future. Have you ever said something similar? You know, for example, when I can start seeing people again, then I'll, or when my health is better, then I can. Or have you forgiven yourself for poor behaviour because of your current struggles? You know, well, no wonder I'm acting like this. Or I'll be nicer when I'm less stressed. Or I'll be able to love more when this time is over. You know, I'll be less greedy. And for me, this is the perils of the snack cupboard. When this time is over, I'll be less when this time is over. Or I'll be more when this time is over. You know, or actually, are we frightened? You know, I'm frightened of my finances. I'm frightened for my family's health, my health. I'm frightened for my job. But God says to us in this passage and in numerous times, don't be afraid. Don't be frightened in any way. There's no excuses. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of Christ. Whatever happens. I feel the rest of my talk will just be fluff. So strongly do we need to be told this message. Our struggles are real. We are chained. We are frightened. But whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of Christ. I many times come to a song that reminds me that actually the bad times are as ordained as the good times. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. When the road is marked with suffering and there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name, Lord. You give and you take away, but my heart will choose to say, blessed be your name. Reach out of your suffering and into a manner worthy of Christ. We suffer because of and for Christ. I so passionately believe that our suffering is owned by God. He knows it, he allows it, he is waiting for us in heaven. Let that reassure you. Take yourself out of your suffering, and whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of Christ. And so, in the manner of Christ, Philippians lists all these attributes about being of one spirit with our friends, about doing nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility value others above ourselves. Our daughter Joy is named after an acronym. I guess not a lot of people say that. Why are you named that? Well, it's because of an acronym. But it's from a Salvation Army chorus. And it says, Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. Max spoke last week about that very order, having no gods before our one true God and loving one another. Max also said that his passage in Philippians was so powerful that just by reading it and hearing it would be enough. And I agreed so much with that, that actually I'm going to do that now for Philippians 2:5-11. And I heard this described as a poem, but I think it's something so much more. It's a passage of text that is ingrained on our hearts to such an extent that we may not know exactly where it's situated in the Bible, but as soon as I start to read, you will be able to follow the words in your own heart. This is a breathe text. This is very powerful. So, Philippians 2:5-11. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at that name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. And now we come to our centurion, to the passage that was read from Luke. The centurion says to Jesus, Lord, don't trouble yourself. He says, Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and my servant will be healed. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The centurion knew this, but say the word, he said. Be bold in proclaiming your faith and acknowledging Jesus in your own lives. I hope this week's Discipleship Explored has been helpful. I hope it has spoken to you. I am thankful for the chance to speak to you like this, and I pray, brothers and sisters, that we will be together with one another again soon. But until then, whatever happens, no excuses.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.